You are listening to the 2012 SCAC Volleyball Tournament Preview Podcast. I'm joined this morning by Southwestern University head coach Hannah Long, whose team comes in to this weekend's SCAC tournament as the event's number 3 seed with a 22-10 overall mark and 7-3 in the SCAC. First of all, coach, thanks for joining us today.
No problem.
Coach, your team has been ranked in the top 25 for much of the season. You went 2-2 at the last SCAC Divisional, had a couple losses to Colorado and the Trinity, and all of a sudden you find yourself as the number 3 seed at the upcoming tournament, which is strange, having been a top 25 team for most of the season. You've had a great year. Do you like where your team is right now? Do you feel like your team is ready to make a run at the SCAC Championship?
Well, I mean, I think that speaks to the level of play in our conference volleyball-wise. I mean, you know, you also have Colorado College in the number 1 seed, very deserving there, who took a loss to the number 4 seed in that last divisional. And that just speaks to the level of volleyball that's being played week in, week out in our conference. I think, you know, being a top 3 seed going into the conference tournament is great. I kind of like the fact that we get to play that first game on Friday, because it's sometimes hard to sit around until 7 o'clock waiting for a game, because we're just not used to that. We're used to getting up, playing first thing in the morning. So I kind of like that we get that opportunity. You know, and then Centenary, I think also the advantage of our conference is, you know, really it's still anybody's game. Everybody gets to go to the conference tournament. Everybody's still playing for something when they get there. And so I expect Centenary to come in with that attitude as well.
Coach, let's talk about some of your players. Tell me a little bit about some of your key players, and who do you think needs to have a good weekend for Southwestern to take its first volleyball championship since 2009?
I think we've come together as a team a lot lately, and it's one of those that we have to play as a whole team, which throughout the season we've kind of leaned on different people at different times. I mean, definitely our senior outside hitter, Rachel Thibodeau, we've expected a lot from, and if you can see by attempts, we've given her a lot of balls this year, and I wouldn't expect anything different going into the championships this weekend. We've also leaned heavily on our right side, Meredith Rollins, and I expect that, but I've seen the past couple weeks, you know, our freshman outside hitter, Katie Foster, and our middle blocker, Lauren Frachel, take on a lot of the load there as well. And then when it comes to ball control, you need our libero, Chandler, to step up, and our setter, Lacey, to really step up. So I don't think one player is going to do it for us this weekend. We really have to play as a whole team.
You are listening to the 2012 SCAC Volleyball Tournament Preview Podcast, and I'm joined today by Southwestern University head coach Hannah Long. Coach, you touched on this in your opening comments, but even in this smaller version of the SCAC, the league, I think, is still, it'd be tough to argue it's not one of the toughest Division III volleyball conferences in the nation. Talk a little bit about how it is to coach in this league, to show up at conference events and know you're going to be playing against some of the better programs and some of the better coaches that Division III volleyball has to offer.
Well, I think the real challenge is, you know, you can't really prepare for just one match on the weekend. You know, when you're leading up to, you know, a conference tournament weekend, you know you're going to see 3 to 4 really strong games depending on how many that you're playing that week. And as a coach, you want to be able to, during practice, kind of talk about, well, this is what this team's going to do to us and help prepare. But when you're seeing 3 or 4 strong games, you can't prepare just for one match on the weekend. You kind of have to holistically prepare just your team and then hope you prepare them well enough that you can kind of adjust as matches go on. And that's the challenge when you play in such a tough conference and you also play the way that we play with those conference weekends. You can't just prepare for one match. You have to prepare for the whole weekend, and that's really the challenge when it comes to the level of play.
Coach Anna Long and her Pirates will be going for their first title since 2009. If they were to win, it would be the 5th conference title in the program's history. And Southwestern's journey We'll begin on Friday with a match against Centenary College. A victory there would set up a showdown with second-seeded Trinity later that evening. Coach, thanks for sharing some time with us this morning, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.